Hey, this is ZZ from my latest sponsor, ExpressVPN. You know, Netflix has different content available to users depending on where they're located. Netflix has thousands of shows, but you can only get access to a fraction of that because of where you are. If you're utilizing Netflix without using ExpressVPN, it's like paying for a gym membership but only being able to use the treadmill. So, how does this work? ExpressVPN lets you change your online location so you can control where you want Netflix to think you're located. They have almost 100 different server locations, so you can gain access to thousands of new shows. I'm talking like Star Trek, the original series on UK Netflix, Brooklyn Nine-Nine on Canadian Netflix, Rick and Morty on French Netflix, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air on Indian Netflix, the Harry Potter movie series on Australian Netflix. The list goes on and on. In the Easy household, we utilize ExpressVPN, and we've unlocked so much content that my family and myself can enjoy. But then you might be like, Eric, we can use other VPNs. No. Listen, blazing fast speeds, stream in HD with zero buffering, compatible with all of your devices, phones, laptops, media consoles, smart TVs, and more, and it encrypts your data. ExpressVPN has the added benefit of encrypting your data so you can browse the web securely. Look, be smart. Stop paying full price for streaming services and only getting access to a fraction of their content. Get your money's worth at expressvpn.com/Zane. Don't forget to use my link at expressvpn.com/Zane to get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Oh, holy moly. I woke up on Sunday, June 2nd, to the news that Kevin Matthews was up to his old tricks. He headed back to the city that made him a huge star. Well, he made himself a star. The city of Chicago. And what we got here is kind of like a pilgrimage with Broken Mary. If you don't know about Broken Mary, that is a statue of the Virgin Mary that Kevin Matthews discovered himself over here in West Michigan in a dumpster of all places, and repaired the statue, and since has become the steward of Broken Mary, taking her to all places around the world as members of the faithful have viewed her and prayed to her, and he's teaching people about praying the rosary and his website, brokenmary.com, all in an effort to increase the spirituality of people like you and me. And you don't have to be a Catholic to enjoy this or be part of it or just get something from it. And the reason why it comes up again is because somehow Kevin worked his magic and was affiliated with a parish in Chicago, St. John Cantius. And, well, there was like 5,000 people peacefully walking through the streets of Chicago. And as soon as I heard this story, I said, I got to get him on the phone. So I dialed him up as he was headed back from Chicago to West Michigan. Another chat with the immortal Kevin Matthews.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, does this sound okay?
You sound great as always.
Oh, good.
So, I'm super proud of you.
Thank you so much, but that was a historical moment in Chicago.
Well, I mean, I saw the crowd and the descriptions in the story in the Tribune. I felt like I needed to be there. I wish I could have been there, man. How did it all come about, Kevin? Because it looked fantastic.
What we had done, I met a priest, really great young guy that is just doing such great work at our at St. John Cantius Church, which is a beautiful 130-year-old Catholic church in the heart of Chicago. And I met him through the statue of Broken Mary. I met him through Mary 2 years ago. And we decided around Christmas Eve that we should do some type The city is broken. We all are broken, but we're loved. I mean, it wasn't a pity parade or a victim parade. It was when you stop and acknowledge the fact that you can't do this all by yourself, whatever it is. The city's broken. At times, really, the country is broken. The world is broken. And there's hope when you start to think in a humbling process. What we decided to do is what we would actually ask people to come and walk from St. John Cantius Church to the water tower, which was the only thing left of the city of Chicago after it was burnt to the ground.
Right.
And that's about a mile and a half. And we were going to stop and end the march at the cathedral.
Okay.
But for some reason, I just said, no, I don't know about that. I said, I think Mary wants us to go to the water tower and end at the water tower. And it was ironic, about 5 months ago, Father Josh was in front of the water tower, and he said, Mary, if we're supposed to end this march here, please give me a sign. And he closed his eyes, and he said a Hail Mary, and he looked up, and he saw banners hanging around, they're still up, of the Virgin Mary holding the baby Christ in her hand, and that's a good sign.
Yeah, well, I would say, yeah, sure.
Yeah, but you can see these banners to this day, and that's how. And then we asked other churches. More importantly, we asked the people of rescue, like the Chicago Police Department. They're under assault. The fire department, they're under assault. People that help us, organizations, we acknowledge them. I loved the captain of the Chicago Fire Department. He carried the statue of Broken Mary, he and three other people, and all the way. It was great to acknowledge them because, you know, they put their lives on the line every day, and they were very proud to be part of this.
Now, part of the, I guess, the whole basis for Broken Mary, and you can learn more at brokenmary.com. And as you indicated, Kevin, is we're all broken, but that's okay, correct?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're all broken, but we're loved more by God. And
right.
I find myself, we had over 5,000 people walking silently. We were reciting the rosary and singing Ave Maria. And Broken Mary is a statue that I found lying next to a dumpster in 2011. She was covered in garbage. And now she was on a bed of roses and still is. And she is wearing a crown, and she is inside St. John Cantius Church for the Ascension of Jesus. And she'll be there for the next 2 weeks.
That is tremendous.
Amazing.
That is tremendous. Kevin, let me ask you this. Let me run this by you. What do you think would have been the response if 1985 Kevin Matthews was sitting around and someone walked up to him, or he had a dream that he would be leading a procession of 5,000 faithful with a statue of the Virgin Mary through the streets of Chicago? What do you think 1985 Kevin Matthews, how do you think he would have responded to that?
Probably, I'm really, really busy right now because I've got to go do a concert in Grant Park. I've got a party. We've got a big party with a bunch of Kev heads. And, yeah, we're going to go to Poplar Creek. And my band, Ed Zeppelin, is playing. And we're going to play comedy at the Vic with Bill Hicks. No way. Don't have time.
Hey, do you want to get on the radio with me? You and I should start a radio station. I know you know people with money. I know people with money. We'll buy some shithole radio station, and we'll start from scratch.
You know, I'll tell you, Eric, you call me up, you're proud of me. I'm proud of you for what you've done since you were fired from radio.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It means
a lot.
I
really mean it. You know, because I'm telling you, what you are doing is you. It is you. It's Eric Zane the way it should be heard. And it's a lot cheaper than buying a radio station because, I mean, the electric bill alone would be $1 million a year.
You know, you're right. You're right. Maybe I should just shut up and ride this one out, you know?
Yeah, Eric, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm proud of you because you've really worked hard. And they made a mistake by letting you go. I want to say they made a mistake by letting me go.
They did.
Everything happens for a reason. If I were still on the radio, this wouldn't have happened.
Right. Yes, it all works out. It all works out.
God's got a plan for everybody.
Hey, I've got a running total of 4 hits on the Rumble strip since we started talking. Is that what your total looks like, too?
Yeah, I really love the fact that we have a new governor and she's supposed to be fixing the roads. And basically you travel on rumble strips because there's so many cones and diversions.
Yep. All right. Well, Kevin, you know I love you very much. I'm so happy that you are in our community and part and just in the world, for God's sake. You really are a bright, bright spot. And if people want to get the book, and they should, brokenmary.com is where they go. And it's all about praying the rosary and things like that. And it doesn't have to be that you're a person of the Catholic faith. Just go there and check it out and see what kind of doors open up for you when you go to brokenmary.com. Okay?
Yeah. And if anybody is the ones that are listening that might be going to Chicago this week, if you go to St. John Cantius Church, you can go inside and see Broken Mary. And she's breathtaking.
Yes, she is, Kevin. And I'm so, I mean, I look back at the journey of how you discovered her by that flower shop in the dumpster and all of those things. And from your little, you alone seeing that statue broken in a dumpster to the streets of Chicago with 5,000 faithful, it's incredible, Kevin. It's absolutely amazing.
You know, it's just beginning too, Eric, because 2 weeks ago I was over in a prison talking to lifers. And it's just the beginning. People are starved for spirituality. Everyone wants to be loved. You know, what's on your cell phone, the apps on your cell phone, there's more to that life than that. And your credit cards and your credit. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
oh, yeah.
When it's all said and done, there's more to life. And it's just a prayer away.
Okay, I'm going to come see you very soon, okay?
You bet. I love you, Eric.
I love you too, Kevin. God bless, okay?
Okay, thank you.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Another legendary appearance by Kevin Matthews. If you want to check out the story that I read to discover all of this, go to ericzaneshow.com. Click on In the News. It's right near the top. The article on Kevin Matthews with the photographs from the great things that happened in Chicago. Awesome.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.